Just sit back and vibe for a little bit. Enjoy this beat, man. Huh? Yeah. You know who the fuck it is, man.
Yeah.
What's up? What's up? Frankie.
Yeah. And your boy, Mr. Pitufi.
Who else?
La Pitufa.
La. La?
La Estufa?
La Estufa. Ch-ch-ch-ch. Yeah. What up, everybody? Let's get it. Here back for episode 2 of season 2.
Let's get it.
We feel that after last week, we started thinking about what's been popping, what's new. So we kind of came to an agreement that we should talk about how we got this far. And it all started with growth.
Facts. ¿Me entiendes? It's big facts.
So growth can be a major step for some people because some people are scared of change and that can prevent them from growing. And some people are afraid to take that risk. Don't be afraid to take that risk. Sometimes taking that risk, you know, is what gets that step forward into achieving where you need to be.
Yeah.
Or how you need to get there.
Without risk, there's no reward.
No reward.
Facts.
So take the risk. Some people are scared to take the risk. Some people are just too attached to the party and the friends gatherings. And, you know, they're just too attached to the past. They just don't want to let it go. Sometimes not leaving your past, but knowing what's better for you and priorities and all that. That's something that we got to all accept and sometimes do just to get to where we want to be as well. So we're going to talk about this growth. And as always, La Pitufa, I have this organized. So let's dive in.
Let's get to it.
All right. Well, they typically want to know more about us. So we could start with just how has our relationship with each other grown from when we were kids? Or how do you feel like our bond or anything like that has improved or?
I'll tell you one main part. We went from chilling on the porch to chilling in the cribs.
Hey, that's facts. Shit was crazy.
Just so you guys know what I mean by that, because obviously they got another insight. Before when we used to try to hang and stuff, it was like kind of like out the random, out the blue. I'd be happy to be riding my bike around around the block, and they'll be sitting in the front porch. So I'm like, oh, stop here, sit in the front porch.
Right, kick it for a little bit.
And, you know, like I said, we went from kicking in the porch to having whole ass houses, whole ass cars, and sitting in this fucking big ass, nice furniture basement.
Oh, shit.
That's right. We ain't got no studio. We in the basement. But we still keep it authentic. You feel me?
Authentic.
How good at it. Authentic.
Yes, sir. What about y'all, though?
Yeah, our bond's fucking, like, our relationship, everything has grown a whole lot from when we were kids. Because, you know, when we were young, we seen each other a lot. But then it was, like, you know, a big span of time that we couldn't really chill and, you know, see each other and shit. So after that shit blew over and we started kicking it again, that shit was crazy to see, you know. Kind of going from, like, a little bit of strangers to us all fucking being alike and, you know, seeing each other all the time.
I will say, though, we kick it every fucking week. We have our friends, what do you call it? Like, our family game nights, family friend game nights. We are more involved with each other and shit, so we definitely have grown. We push each other to be better, you know, give each other advice and shit on how to be better, do better, have better. So I say we're in a more better place now, a lot closer than before. Should we do a podcast together? That's a lot.
Kulikitaka.
Which we're also growing with that, so that's good to talk about.
More growth.
Growth, growth, growth.
Growing with the podcast.
Grove Street.
This guy.
Yeah, so what else you got for us?
Oh, there's a lot more.
There's a lot more.
There is.
Lots of content for you guys this week.
Since we're talking about growth, what was your first job, and where are you currently working? What do you do?
You going first, me?
Yeah, you can go first.
My first job was fucking Penn Station.
Remember that. Yeah, Penn Station. Didn't you have to ask people, like, did you want a large fry with that, please?
Would you like a fresh cut?
Fresh cut, please?
They are fresh.
Would you like fresh cut fries?
Or a lemonade?
Or a fresh squeezed lemonade?
Fries. Everything was like, please and thank you, though, right?
Nah, I think you thinking of like Chick-fil-A type shit. We ain't have to be that nice. And you gotta remember, we was in the steel yard. Wasn't nobody being that nice. I know I wasn't. Fuck that.
So that was your first job. What was the second part of the question?
Where are you currently working? What do you do?
Shit, I deliver children. For Wayfair Furniture.
Why y'all rich ass motherfuckers just buying these pillows that supposedly cost $100,000 and shit?
Man, they ordering some fuck shit, bro.
He's the one packing the pillow and delivering the shit.
Them kids heavy as fuck, bro. I'm not gonna cap. I'm talking about dumb heavy, bro. They must be ordering like 3-4 at a time or some shit. They going ham. Because them boxes be unbearable sometimes.
For me, I started at the airport. I started at the airport.
Sheesh.
Oh, working at Burger King in the airport, though. I worked there, I think, almost about a full year before I was like, nah, fuck that. I wanted to start chilling and partying again. I was like, nah, I gotta wake up at 5 a.m. at fucking weekends to be out at 1. Like, nah. And besides, you know me watching the Browns games, so I'm like, I'm missing the fucking first 30 minutes and shit.
Yeah.
Damn. But, yeah, I went from that to being an engineer in training right now, trying to work my way through school, get my degree, and I'll be sitting pretty.
Yes, sir.
As y'all can see, he sits very pretty on social media. So his job is very simple.
Chupapi.
It's kind of funny that all of our first jobs are fast food. You got chupapi. Penn Station, Burger King. My first job was at McDonald's. McDonald's. Worked there for 3 months, made the money to get an iPhone, and I got the fuck up through.
All I need is the iPhone. Because I'm an island boy.
This man.
And I'm just trying to make it.
And now I'm working in a, well, not anymore, but I used to work in a warehouse. So I wouldn't say that was much better than McDonald's, but you feel me? Now I'm sitting in an office, chilling for the most part.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm talking about no longer sitting pretty over here on social media, too.
Oh, shit. Y'all niggas funny. Y'all do be flicked up, though.
We be back and forth. I got free time. She got free time. Like, about to have a whole ass FaceTime one time. Like, shit, what's up?
Well, how do you feel you've grown mentally or emotionally as a person? I know as you get older, maturity is definitely not so common, but how do you feel you've grown as a person? Damn! I know it's a little bit of a hard question. Somebody jump on it.
I don't jump on it. Jump on it.
I don't know. I had to speak first this whole episode. what was your question again? Sorry.
Like, how do you feel you've grown emotionally, mentally, as a person? So, you want me to go first?
I'll go. Emotionally, I haven't grown good at all, because as I said in the last episode, you know, it's hard for a guy to, you know, kind of express his emotions and his feelings and all that shit. So emotionally, I maybe haven't grown much. Just grown to, like, kind of accept stuff and, like, learned how to deal with it type shit.
I like how you, like, used last episode as a reference.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. How I've grown mentally. I've grown a lot mentally in a lot of ways. And then I've still stayed the same in some ways. Like, I don't know. I just make better decisions now. I handle situations way better. Not much of a troublemaker. What do you mean? I thought he had an example, so I was like, all right, hold on.
But do you
I gotta get ready.
For me, you said emotionally, right? And then mentally?
Yeah.
Well, emotionally, there's two things. And I'm going to go back to the last episode, too.
Okay.
But the first thing, obviously, is when my daughter came into place, I feel more of the happiness, the excitement, the sadness. For people that do know me, I was always on that fuck it shit. I didn't care about your feelings. Shit, I didn't even care about my feelings. We just did it. We just did it. And, yeah, I had my daughter. Obviously, I thought smarter. You know, I felt more. And the second thing is, like I said, that last episode, my little brother who is dealing with a tough time, that showed me a lot emotionally as well. Because seeing what we had to see and doing what we had to do for a little three-year-old girl was the hardest thing for me. So
yeah,
definitely grew a little bit emotionally there and started to realize that love more, care more, value the time. So mentally, I'm always focused on growth.
So you always like progress.
I'm always thinking about what's next. I'm mentally preparing myself for this future, which is the most I can say. Scooby doo pop pop.
For me, I feel like I grew emotionally because I don't lash out like I used to. You remember, I get mad and I'm just ready to fucking fight off rip. I do have better control of my emotions as well. Like, I don't, like, you know, you pick and choose when to show emotion and stuff. Like, you know, I don't just jump the gun anymore.
Kind of learning to, like, not all act or, not all action need a reaction type shit. Yeah,
for sure. Definitely too old to be doing that anymore.
Facts.
Shit comes with a hefty price. A lot of consequences come with that. Mentally, I don't know, kind of like what Frecky said, you know, just trying to figure out ways to grow and do better, be better, grow closer with family, grow within my job, grow in life, period, honestly.
Yeah, I feel that.
And that's the goal, right? To make it out of here.
Yeah, definitely is the goal. So we all got to be mentally prepared, emotionally prepared.
All types of pictures. I guess not video prepared because I was not ready for that at all.
I was in there stiff as fuck.
Quick shots. You can't be, you can't know. You can't be, we got to catch them off guards.
That was off guard, all right.
For sure. I'm over here chilling and shit, and I see the camera.
Done paused and everything. Like, uh-oh, what happened? Scooby-doo-ba-ba.
Well, now that we're talking about it, how do you want to keep growing? What do you want to see in your future? I know for me, I want to have a big fat ass house. I want to live somewhere tropical.
Yeah.
I want to be close to making six figures, hopefully. Shit, if not more.
Right. Yeah, that's like you said, that's the goal. Like, that's how you want to keep growing is in every aspect. You want to grow, you know, keep growing and handling your money. You want to keep growing and, you know, your credit shit. You want to keep growing and leveling up your car, like you said. Your house is growing in every aspect of life.
Get a nice big ass piece of land where we all could put our houses on it, and you're just a walk away from.
I just want to be
from your house.
I just want to be one of them young.
I just want to be successful.
I just want to be successful. No, I just want to be one of them younger, 50, 55-year-old male that...
Sounds like this guy's creating a fucking internet dating site.
No, that is retired. And... What's your problem?
I'm dead, bro.
And, you know, move into my next... future plans, which you guys know what it is. Panadería en Goma. That's all I'm going to say. Because we got to travel the world, man.
We got to travel the world. Top flight security of the world, Craig.
No, we no security.
Hell no.
But yes. Yes. That's where I want to be.
But yes.
Retired, young. Young, retired, with money, but I'm still doing this little shit that I feel like would be an excitement and fun because it would be like working but traveling at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
That'd be pretty dope.
Yeah, it sounds sick to me.
Para baila la bamba. Y para baila la bamba.
Hell no.
I see me more, eh? ¿Qué pasa?
You can tell it's late because we are all like dead as fuck right now.
Bro, we're struggling right now.
Long day. Long day. Motherfucker was up at 5:30 in the morning for no fucking reason.
I was up at 4 in the morning.
Freezing in the cold, playing some fucking softball.
Shit, I ain't go to sleep till almost 6 o'clock in the morning.
Hit 2 home runs, though. Big Frecky in the house. Okay. Big Frecky.
That's big. Like that Facebook post. It's like, oh, this goes out to all my siblings. I'm Big Dog. Like, that's him. I don't
know. It's funny because he's Frecky usually, but he hit 2 home runs. Now he's Big Frecky.
Big Frecky.
He leveled up.
Push-ups hurt. I mean, hurt. They worked out. They worked out.
All right, we've been pretty positive. What has prevented you from growing before? Like, basically, what held you back from improving, growing, doing better?
To me, it was not being able, not getting over having too much fun. I guess that's an age span that you are going to have this fun, but then there's an age span that you got to know when it's time to just leave that a little bit and fucking focus on yourself and think about how the fuck you're going to better yourself. Because I was too attached to partying. I was too attached to drinking. I was too attached to all that shit. And eventually I was like, damn, I'm a broke ass nigga. I ain't got no money. I'm out here fucking freeloading off my niggas, or, you know, all I had was the whip. So niggas used to be like, shit, hey, just pick us up, man. We got you. Oh, man, I felt like shit, but hey, I like to party. I'm like, okay, you said you want to ride? We're going to party.
The hood Uber.
We're going to party. Right. Oh, you want to party? So, yeah, being with friends, not saying that being with friends is wrong, but we did this shit on a daily instead of, you know, fucking what else we needed to do in the daily. Work, save money, you know, where the fuck we at right now? Frecky.
He leveled back down to just Frecky.
Just Frecky.
What held me back is just a poor mentality, poor mindset. You know, sometimes that poor mindset, it can go for a lot of things, but like just one example is like Iz was saying before, is like not being able to take a risk. Like, I kind of like talk myself out of some situations that I probably could have excelled in a whole lot. And just one example, but yeah, definitely like a poor mentality.
For me, I know having a short fuse fucked up a lot of shit for me. Going to a really nice high school, getting able to have scholarships, go to college. Now I'm like, damn, if I want to go to college, I got to pay out of pocket and shit. I'm going to be real broke.
For real.
Before I see any type of money coming in.
Pela.
Yeah, what stopped me too was I always felt like I was big and bad, like just fighting and always having to prove a point. Like, that put me in a lot of bad situations too, getting kicked out of schools left and right every time, and I was just looking sad as fuck, pathetic for real. Mm-hmm. Like, and I look back and I'm like, nah, I really gotta fucking bust my ass to get somewhere. And I had all the opportunities right there sitting in front of me. Fuck that shit up. Not saying that it's not possible to still do that, but mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot harder now because, like I said, no scholarship that's going to be given. Like,
yeah.
I messed that up.
Chase the money.
That's the plan.
Can't fuck up
that my little chavo.
But either way, it all comes in due time.
Since we're talking about chavo real quick, since we're talking about money, you prefer spend it while you get it, or you prefer investing for your future? Because, you know, they say spend it as you got it because you don't know how long you got. Mm-hmm. Or plan your head and whatever happens, even if it's just for your kids or whatever, then.
I feel like in that aspect, you got to have a balance and do both. Because like you said, if you do save a whole lot of money and you die, then what the fuck? I mean, yeah, you can pass it on to your family and your kids and stuff, but you didn't get to enjoy it. So I say you got to at least enjoy it a little bit. But also invest in your family, invest in your future, you know, all that good shit.
So, like, have fun, you know.
Yeah,
but be smart about it. Like, don't spend a check and get it right back type of mentality.
Yeah, no, yeah, like, for sure. Like, don't live paycheck to paycheck type shit. Like, you know, save some money, do what you gotta do, but also enjoy
it. I miss the crabs. Ching, 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 ching.
That's how I need to be. Amazon be taking all my money. Well, what is it? I buy, like, an item every week. Like,
bruh. We're all linked to the same Amazon account, and the amount of fucking packages that come in, you're getting notifications every day, bro. This will be here next week. This will be here in 2 days. This package is 10 stops away. Track your package now.
And I've been lurking.
Like, bro, what the fuck?
I watch the truck as it's pulling up.
That should be crazy.
Cha-cha.
But I've fucked with Amazon, though.
What about you? You invested in the future, or you're more into spending it as you get it?
Kind of both, for real. Like, I feel like you gotta have fun. I mean, you bust your ass to make that money, might as well have some fun with it. But at the same time, investing is the mature thing to do. Because like you guys said, you know, leaving shit for your family, keeping them in a good situation and shit if something was to happen to you.
Because I'll tell you right now, I'm flat broke. shit. Like, can I borrow some money?
Shit, put me on that list. Help a brother out, nigga. Damn.
Let's
we're taking donations.
Because we're cara papa, but pelao. That means peel back potato.
Oh, bro. He said, we're cara papa, but pelao.
Yeah, peel back potato.
We all pick freeware corner.
I agree, obviously, but. You know, I was invested more into my future most of my time. And I'm like, shit, I just got to worry about the future. I got to worry about, you know, how I'm going to pay this. How I'm going to find a way where I could save money. Because saving money is hard.
As fuck.
And people can say saving money, oh, you save $20 a week or $20. Man, fuck you. Fuck that, man.
Nigga, fuck you.
Because listen, in all reality, you want to have a drink. You want to have a smoke. You want to fucking go to the fucking club. You want to go to the Beano.
The Beano.
You want to go pecao fishing. You know, you want to do shit. And most of that shit takes money. You
feel camping. Me? Traveling. Camping. We went to Puerto Rico. That shit was money.
Chavo.
I'm pretty sure everyone spent more than $1,000 for sure.
Easily.
Because I know just activities, that was what, like half the cost right there, if not more?
I think I racked up like 15 plus 100. Like, I don't think it was 2 bands.
And the way we were just been eating close. And drinking, because we were drinking drinks.
Bruh.
What are you talking about? Alcohol. Drinks.
Like on some Kalahari shit. Just keep them rolling.
Shit, Kalahari expensive as fuck too on its own.
Yeah. So like I was saying, I was really more invested into my future. I'm like, fuck it. I got to save money. Eventually, I got to save money because I don't know when I'm going to need the emergency money or, you know. Eventually, you want to see your account just go up. But keep it all the way 100. It's hard to save money. Mm-hmm. It's hard to save money, right? So that's where my 401 investment is where it counts, because that's money I don't have to save. They're doing it for me.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that official money right there is what I'm like, all right, boom. But see, that's also future funds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then I thought to myself, like, man, you know what? I do need to have a little bit of fun, whether it's going to the casino or whether it's getting a bottle and getting litty tipsy, you know, or fucking just wanting to go get a fit or whatever. Want to go to fucking Longhorn and spend $150 because we just want to fucking get litty and
we just
eat
did
some
that
fat
at,
ass steak.
We just did that at Outback yesterday.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, oh, shit. And we talking about like 2 people. Like, hello, chavo.
For real.
Obviously, I was more invested in the future. I still kind of am a little bit, but I'm learning to have more fun as I go because I'm getting old.
Yep, got to find that balance.
Estoy viejito.
I'm not gonna lie, I've been having that fun since I was like 12 years old. You would have thought I would have been giving up.
Chacho, estamos bien, bien viejito.
Only thing is it's different kinds of fun now. Like when you were 14, it was like the party and the crazy going hard, you know, just sneaking around, doing shit you wasn't supposed to, make sure you didn't get caught and shit. But now you're grown, so you have like a different kind of fun.
Yeah. Like this is fun.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
We all link up. We're in the basement, the nicely furnished basement.
Yo.
Big Frecky.
Sipping, chilling.
Big Frecky.
No,
this shit looking good. This shit looking good down here.
Comfy as fuck.
Mm-hmm. This is where Chacho. We ain't even gonna talk about it. There's a lot of Z's down here. Everybody falls asleep in this basement.
So these chairs, nice as fuck.
What happened, Pichung? What happened? How many times you seen the Z's in this basement?
Shit, me? I can't even count, bro. Before these were even here, how the fuck can me sleep down here?
Y'all was sleeping in a whole puddle of alcohol one day.
Oh, yeah. I spilled, like, my beer or something, right?
Yeah.
I spilled some shit.
We about to get back into that when we come back from this commercial.
Fuck you.
Yo.
Wake your punk ass up.
You dig?
Cause we back, bitches.
We back, we back, we back, back, we back, we back, back.
Okay, DJ. Mix that shit.
Mix it.
I believe that's all, folks.
I believe. Yo.
What's about that story?
The story.
Oh, shit.
Scooby-Doo Pop-Pop. What story? Can you bring it back up?
The one we left before break.
I know. Which was?
Me sleeping in a pool of alcohol or some shit.
Yeah.
Boo.
So Mr. Pitufi over here to my right, we was all chilling, drinking, and as usual, they used to say that I used to, what was that? They used to say I was like doing this shit on purpose, but that, I used to just sit there and play while I used to drink all the alcohol or some shit.
You said that what?
I used to sit there and like let y'all drink all the alcohol while I was playing the game.
That is pretty true, because you do be babysitting the fuck out of your shit when you playing. I be drunk as fuck.
Yeah, so these dudes, they just be drinking and drinking because, like, you know, and when I was focused to the game, I wasn't really drinking, right? So I was taking sips and stuff. And these dudes were super lit.
Fucked up.
And eventually, they were sitting on the high brown chairs. I got these wood brown chairs, and they're the high chairs. Like, they actually sit high. And both him and Coco.
He called him Coco, though.
Coco, our boy Danny, they was both sitting on them high chairs and shit, and they both was fucking drunk as shit, falling asleep. Oh, man, the funniest part about this shit is first Mr. Pitufi over here is just, boom, falls into the ground.
When I fell off the chair?
When you fall off the ground, you fell into the cups. So when you fell into the cups of the alcohol, it all just started just, that's when I remember your sweat, your whole point of the sweater was all stained with alcohol. You don't remember that?
Hell no. I don't even remember falling. All I know is I wake up in the morning early as fuck. It'd be like 3-4 in the morning. I take my ass home.
Bro, on everything, man, you just fell into all the alcohol. And out of nowhere, I'm just seeing it. Like, I ended up even pausing again. I'm like, you all right? Because you kind of like dove into the ground. Like,
yeah, I was concussed, motherfucker. You let me go to sleep. Damn.
Bro, he dove into the ground like he was about to go swimming.
That's fucked up.
And I'm like, what the fuck? He literally just leaned all the way forward, head first, and was just like, yeah. And I'm like, holy shit.
What is it y'all be saying there? Wee.
I'm sure I was like, wee, right after that.
No, no. And he threw himself off the chair like, wee. shit, straight hit the ground like. That's funny. No, but look, man. Then this nigga, I paused the game and I'm like, you right? He starts fucking getting comfortable in the alcohol. I'm like, damn, that nigga gotta feel soaked, right? Nah, he didn't give a fuck. He made himself more comfortable on the ground, no matter all the alcohol that was in the ground. He was chilling in it.
I was just. He didn't wake up.
He didn't feel it. He was chilling in it. He was just sleeping that bitch. Like, it was just. I don't know, man. That shit was crazy. But then here comes Coco. This motherfucker started doing a lean with a rock with on the chair.
You said he was doing the what?
Bro, I swear he was leaning back and forth. Ooh, then he started going left. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this? I don't know if like the walls were spinning or what. But I swear all he had to do was throw his hands up and he would have leaned with a rock with it.
What the fuck?
But you know, I don't know if his head was too heavy or his fucking or his chest was just falling forward, but there were some parts, bro, he was like halfway off the chair like this, whoop. And then end up catching himself and go right back. Then he'll lean all the way forward halfway again like whoop. And he'll catch himself right there like, and then throw himself right back again.
That nigga was
gone. I'm like, alright, so I'm like, alright, so is he gonna fall next? Cause now I got the game paused. I'm just waiting to see it.
I'm fucking dead.
I'm just waiting, man, to see it now. So I look at him, and then finally he was just like, his body just gave up. It was just over when he started leaning forward. I'm like, do you think he got it again? I'm talking to myself like, come on, you got it. No, he fell right on top of you. Don't be
on top of me?
Bro, on top of you, bro. Dead weight. And I'm just like.
And Danny's, that's a tall motherfucker. That's a big dude, bro. What the fuck?
I'm like, y'all all right? And then, yeah, y'all was just done. I'm just like, oh, man.
Bro.
And before I went upstairs, I cleaned everything up. I mean, I didn't clean everything. I turned off the TVs. I let y'all sleep in the alcohol. Because the Coco ended up rolling off me eventually. I pushed them off. No, I pushed y'all off each other because this nigga was literally sleeping on top of you. So I had to push y'all off. And then y'all both literally slept. Y'all both woke up in y'all whole sweaters and shit was Hennessy. Like, bro, it wasn't even Hennessy brand, but just know that they should have just marked the brand because it said Hennessy all over the shirt.
Damn. Speaking of Hennessy.
Yep. Cognac. Cognac. Let me get some cognac. Because I really want the cognac.
Pretty funny, because I guess when you're just really fucked up, you do just dive into the ground.
I just dive everywhere, bro. Dove down the stairs.
Because when I was taking you up the stairs,
you remember
all
them
I did
days?
Was...
Remember them days we was kids and, like, we used to grab, like, baskets or, like, sleeping bags or whatever and just... Try to slide down the steps as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
How many times we got fucked up doing that? I used to get fucked up all the time. Oh, dude,
the
fucking
flip. Wasn't the door at the bottom of the stairs?
That's what I was going to say. Is I didn't get fucked up because like, I knew to bend whatever it was back a little bit so it wouldn't get caught and I'm not tumbling. But the door was right there. Like, our dumbasses never thought about that. So as soon as you get down the stairs, like, yeah! Doom! Oh!
Like, noggin! Give me some fin! Noggin!
Yeah.
Dude. Get the heck with Jesso. Fucking technical equipment malfunctioning. What else you got? You said we still got some questions, or
yeah. All right, so let's just get
I'm
back
coming
into
up bullshit.
That.
I'm coming up bullshit. Know that?
No bullshit.
Bomb o'clock.
All right. So just to close up our growth topic. Was there anyone that has influenced you to help you grow?
Be back to this growth shit.
If so, who and how?
Estamos creciendo.
Crescendo?
Creciendo. Paper's plastic. Chill out.
Why do you say that all the time?
Paper's plastic. But it's not. Is water wet?
Oh, no, not with this.
Is water wet? I need to know.
Yes, water's wet.
Is water wet, Avi? La Pitufa?
I would say so.
Why do you think water's wet?
This fucking water.
It doesn't matter, but when you're in the pool, you can go like this and you're not wet. You don't feel the water. You're in the body of water, but you're not. The water's not on you. Now, when you get off, the water's on
you. Did you just say the water's not on you?
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, that shit is. Bruh, all right. You got it. Y'all heard that, though, right? When you're in a body of water, no matter what it is, the water's not on you. It's not on you. You're just surrounded by it, but there's like a force field.
Are you wet?
Whoa. Yes, you're fucking wet. You're in a fucking body of water.
Pause.
Yeah, big pause. Big pause. But yes, you're wet.
She's
pause.
A maniac. Maniac on the floor. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the rest of it. I just know that part.
But yeah. Where were we?
Crescendo.
Crescendo.
And then water being wet.
It took us to music. What about ice?
Is crescendo. Ice, is ice dry?
What?
Is ice dry?
No. That's what? Wet too.
Is ice dry? Yellow. Está encojolado. Encojolado.
Encojolado. Está encojolado.
Oh, shit. I'm fucking
dead for real. I need practice on my Spanish.
Yo. Encojolado.
Hey, it's dry.
And the crescendo. Estamos crescendo.
I can't even speak.
Estamos crescendo. Listen. Y no estamos cojonao.
It's like saying cojonao.
Oh, estamos cojonao.
Knee slapper.
Nosotros estamos en fuego now. Eso es lo que es. Cojolao.
So it's ice dry.
No, I mean, I guess there's such thing as dry ice, but isn't that a liquid?
That's what I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Is ice dry or not?
No.
What about when it's fully frozen? It's not dry.
We're not. Is this nigga serious? Remember, paper's plastic.
These are
plastic.
Trick questions. Okay. Yeah, Paper Mario. Huh? No.
You know why I say that? Because paper's plastic.
Go back to the questions. Go back to the questions. You guys make a fool out of me.
So then I'll start. For me, my mom and my brother definitely influenced me a lot.
That's why I got something to talk about his ass. Uh-huh.
So.
It's always me.
I obviously didn't finish high school until a lot of years later.
What's high school?
But, school you get high at.
I remember middle school. What's high school?
This bitch said school you get high at.
You don't really do that shit in middle school. You do that shit in high school.
Oh, smoking in the bathrooms, in the basement. Shit, bro.
That's oh, hell no. I never did that.
I did that.
Cha-cha.
Sorry, St. Martin.
I was doing the same
thing. Oh, shit.
So, yeah, it's the school you get high in and you just be smoking in there.
Shit, I sure did. Thomas Jefferson, we were just doing it in the fucking bathroom. We wasn't in the basement. We wasn't nowhere, nigga. This is the bathroom. First floor, second floor. It didn't matter. It was just in that bitch smoke. Some niggas was smoking some shit, lighting the bathroom, the trash can on fire.
I just don't remember high school. I think I used to just go to school for lunch and leave again.
At least we were at school doing bad shit. This motherfucker wasn't even at school.
I used to wake up, drive my peoples to school, let them get out the car. The next group used to get in the car, and we used to take off.
So you do a drop-off.
He does a swap-out. It's a swap-out. All right, you guys are at school. Come on, motherfuckers. It's time to do hood rat shit.
Yeah. It's either time to go play basketball on fucking curfew. What was it? What they call that? Truancy? No, wait. Yeah.
Yeah, truancy, yeah.
Yeah, truancy time. We get caught in the fucking basketball court. As soon as the cops stop at the basketball court, everybody books it.
Take the fuck off.
We running. Hey, whoever stays back, you get the truancy ticket.
Facts.
Get my name up. I see you later.
And if y'all get smart, you already know split up. Because they can't catch all of y'all.
Facts. So, yeah. I did that. And I used to be like, what time is it? What time is it? Oh, shit. It's lunchtime. I'm about to go back to school.
This nigga did say he was broke as fuck. He's like, fuck that.
You going back to school? I'm like, yeah. Like, I'm hungry, nigga. I want to eat this lunch. I used to go to school. People be like, where were you? I'm like, nigga, I was here.
You ain't seen me, bro. I was in the back.
Oh, I just skipped that period. Oh, you was here? Yeah, nigga. I was chilling, right? So, I'm eating. I get the free food. I'm like, yo, I'm out. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Lunchtime.
Lunch wasn't even over yet. He just dogged this shit and was like, all right, I'm gone, nigga. I'm out.
Yep. Time to go hoop. Time to go party. Time to go chill. Time to go fight. Whatever the fuck we did. But yeah. I still went back and finished school, though. That's all that mattered.
Facts.
I finished a little bit later as well. Did you even finish what you were saying?
No, we just be going off track all the time. It wasn't even a question. Yeah,
we just went. We was hollering. We straight jump. How high? I don't know.
But yeah, my mom, my brother, definitely. In the
bathrooms and shit. I don't know.
Good times. Yeah, they definitely influenced me and helped me.
Speaking about that, how many times you did that? what you call that? A toilet paper inside thing with the.
Talking about the roll.
Oh yeah,
with the dry sheets and the fabric rubber softener band.
Sheets. Yep. You taught me that shit. Cause I remember you used to be at fucking.
So one time we was trying that, and I don't know. I think we was like still like baking the fucking bathroom though. So we was living at mommy's house. You know how mommy is.
Yeah.
And nigga, I was happy as fuck. Sometime like y'all chilling. I'm going straight to bed. I went all the way upstairs, bro. Mom come downstairs, doom, 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 doom. What the fuck? It smells like fucking weed all over my fucking house. I think that shit goes through the vents. And we're sitting there like, what the fuck? We got the thing. We got the
thing. All the smoke coming off the blunt and shit. We got the thing.
Well, so that's what it was. But we threw on the exhaust, but the exhaust was picking it up, but it was still going through the vents, obviously, right? So
yeah.
We done. We don't. Lay off the weed. Obviously, we wasn't.
I got a good story.
Obviously, we wasn't smart enough for it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I was sitting there, and I'm sitting in the room upstairs. I was, cause you know, I was living with them at the time. It was a couple of us, me, Berto, Thea. We was all living, and when that was happening, like I'm sitting in the room like this. That's stupid. I told him go to sleep. I told him it was done. But yeah, I got away with that. But it was funny. We was them niggas. We legit was like using the roll and the dryer sheets. But at the same time, it was like he said, the smoke was still coming off the exhaust is on. People still got you know the leftovers. And shit. Like fuck. Oh, we only have one job, the roll right here.
It's like you kind of got to make like a holder for it so that shit just stays in the tube.
That's just funny though, because we knew something in my gut told me, hey, time to go. I used to be woo woo woo. Mama always dum dum dum. I'm gonna be in the room already. Like I thought she was coming.
Yeah, well, I wish me and Sam had those fucking instincts. We were smoking in the attic, and we thought we was gonna get away with that shit. All we hear is mom coming up the stairs. She fucking pulled that damn blind open, talking about some hoe smoking weed in my house. Nigga, I'm unfortunately I got the fucking the bleezy in my hand. I end up dropping that shit. Me and Sam are on the fucking workout bench facing each other, not even looking in the opposite direction. We just focus, nigga. We don't acknowledge her.
Not making
her nothing.
No eye contact, not looking her way at all, nothing. That shit was funny. And it was funny because we was both facing an L. So she had like half an L left and I was done with mine. So yeah. Mom just happened to walk in on her. And we were stupid about shit, though, because, like, we knew mom was home, and we'd be like, fuck it, let's go roll up and smoke.
For real, why didn't we even close the door, though, downstairs?
What?
Because if we would have remembered, if we would have closed the door, we would have heard her open.
No, it was closed.
Listen.
We always close the door.
Just that young shit, that's what I'm talking about. When we was young, niggas was dumb.
Dumb as fuck.
We thought we knew what we was doing. We thought we had the right answers. We thought we could show our parents, like, nah, fuck that. I'm 18. I do what the fuck I want. I'm leaving out this motherfucking house. I'm going to pay my own motherfucking bills. Damn, I was paying bills, but I ain't had no furniture. I ain't had no motherfucking dishes. I ain't had no fucking food in the fridge. I'm like, fuck. What the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah, you know, they don't give you a class on doing shit like that.
And I'm sitting there telling my mom, I do this. I'm a fucking man. I've been doing this shit, mom. But no, I wish I could have stayed there till I was 28.
28?
30. I'm 30 right now. I wish I could have been there right now. Like, mommy, I'll give you 200 pesos. I got 200. I got 200.
You got a room for rent over there?
Because, yo, one thing's one. My mom went from a strict ass down. Get on cocotazo. Fucking, I bust your ass up. Until everything is so sweet, everything's so nice. Like, that lady done transformed.
Yeah, I know my mom still got that habit where she'll just walk up to you and just smack you right in your face and shit. Like,
yeah, that's facts.
Catch you out the fucking blue. You stand there chopping it up and you just get smacked.
Boom. That bitch wouldn't reload. It was getting fucking stuck.
That bitch was super jammed. You're dead.
Dead. D-E-D. Dead.
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 Dead. You want to go back? Oh, no. We're going to finish off with little stories that we got and finish off by saying with the growth topic, this is where we are right now. You know, we all got bills. We all got priorities. We all invest in the future. We all party now.
We all got room to grow. As much as we've grown already.
Always keep growing.
There's always room to grow.
Always room to grow. There's always success steps to take. Always take the risk. Sometimes.
No risk, no reward.
Not only that, but sometimes people are scared of change. Change could be bad. Change could be good. Some people actually bring the change out of you in the better. So to finish off, all I want to say is... everybody here probably did grow in many ways, but to finish it off, I wanted to ask one question. Did anybody ever influence you to grow?
Yeah, for me, it's all my family, because everybody's being successful in their own way. Like, you're doing engineering shit, Macho's got his business, you know, everybody's excelling. But yeah, everybody just inspires me in, you know, different kind of ways, and they all, you know, they enlighten me in different ways I can grow.
Who inspired me? I think I would have to give it to my woman.
Shout out to Julie.
Obviously, without her, I still would have been in the streets. Still would have been a single man. Still would have been riding dirty.
Riding dirty.
And by riding dirty, I mean, like, you know, always in the streets looking for trouble. Where the party at? All I want to know is where the party at.
This nigga.
I ain't even know who party it was. I still used to walk in. Oh, that's right. Basketball shorts by myself. Like, whose party is this? Yo, hey, it's party lit. You know how they used to put the memes out there? Like, one guy used to walk into a Mexican party. Yeah, that was me. I was like, yeah, fist pumping with everybody. Like,
dapping people up. You don't even know. Like, hey, what's up, bro? What's up?
You know, that was about that party and shit. So, my woman, I don't know, being with her through time, seeing how she saved, seeing how she was already matured, seeing how she was already ready for, you know, that commitment in the future and investing. So I was like, shit, I got to match that. And my looks ain't going to be everything.
Just like it.
And the rest of me ain't going to be everything either. So I have to match that. And I was like, all right, I'm going to match it. And then from there, we just kept following the levels. It was just levels to the shit.
Yeah.
And that's how we finish off to the where we are now. And we're going to keep going because all we keep thinking about is that next step. And that's what we call growth.
Growth.
For sure.
Yep.
Story time.
Oh, shit.
Mr. Pitufi, what were you doing the first year of Christmas?
First year of Christmas, I don't remember. I was very young.
First year working with me, Christmas party.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So
first, it started off with what we did. We went and got one.
I think it was just like a pint of Hennessy. Yeah,
just a pint.
Because I thought it was just gonna be us sipping.
And why the fuck everybody was getting lit so fast?
I don't know.
Like, it was literally a small pint, and niggas were just taking, like, a shot or two, and everybody's like, yo, like, and then it was like, fuck it.
Because they didn't fuck with, like, you know, they don't fuck with no cognac. Right. So, for them, that shit was hitting. Oh, God, mami coyo. Yeah, I already said it, they was hitting. Because you said, why was everybody getting lit? And I was like, well.
But I'm saying, though, like, there was a lot of people drinking that bottle, and it was only taking, like, one shot or two. And then when you went to get the other side, everybody, by that time, everybody's like.
Yeah, they were loopy. But niggas was still taking shots when I got back, though.
We ended up leaving out of there. Were we supposed to go to the casino that day or something?
I think y'all did go to the casino. No, we were supposed to do, like, shopping or something.
Oh, it was going to do Black Friday shopping.
Yeah. We was going to do some kind of shopping, and then I got drunk as fuck, so I didn't go.
We're like, yeah, man, let's go get this shopping shit done. And we got Black Friday off, so. That Christmas party, we took it easy. We got our checks, went home. Well, I thought we was going home. So
this nigga said Black Friday shopping. We was just Christmas shopping.
And no, but it was Black Friday the next day.
No, that's after Thanksgiving. We're talking about the Christmas party.
It was just Christmas shopping. No Black Friday. Correct my mistakes.
I'm dead.
About that, some of you though, I got that Scooby-Doo pop moment real quick.
You were saying that you thought you guys were going to go home.
Yeah.
But then y'all went.
But on our way home, he's like, yeah, I can't drive. I'm like, give me the keys. I'm always the one to drive when we're drinking something. So I'm like, give me the keys. We start driving. This dude starts slanging dick out the door. Like he was a prostitute selling bicho. Who want bichotazo? Anyone want bichotazo? Just waving this shit. But no, it's a whole string of piss following with the wind. Like, shh. Free shower.
I probably pissed all over my car, too. Like, that shit was probably just blowing
Yeah, that
right
shit was just blowing
car,
off the wind. And I'm surprised I didn't smack him right back. And, and I'm like, damn, nigga. I'm trying to hold him in as I'm driving. Dumbass is probably going to dive forward like he did off the high chair. So I'm trying to hold him. And finally, we got to one destination, and it was a dude that used to work with us, and he didn't even know nothing about him, who he was. All he know was...
I heard stories, man.
Some funny stories that we was talking about at work.
I heard stories.
As soon as we get there, he just tries to reach in the car and say, what's up? And Mr. Pitufi just instantly smacks his hand. No, we heard about you, faggo. Get the fuck out my car. You ain't trying no funny shit here. We heard your Baba Booey. Get the fuck away from my car. And I'm just like, what? You don't even know who he is. You don't even know who he is. It's the first time you seen him. It's the first time you seen what he looked like. He's like, I don't care.
The nigga was talking about some, hey, nice to meet you.
Straight smacked his hand right out the car. Boom, no. Don't even reach in here. Get out my car. You're straight by my boy. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So, yeah. Oh, shit. We take his ass to my house. Finally, final destination, because he wasn't going to go nowhere after that. This motherfucker starts wobbling all around the kitchen. Then somehow he wobbles through the kitchen door because he hits like the wall like 3 times. Went past the kitchen door and starts to run into my TV. And when he ran into my TV, I was about to tackle it. I'm like, yo, you break that TV, that's money, nigga. Oh, so finally, I just like kind of shove him into the bathroom. And then when I saw this nigga's pissing all over the walls. Fucking the corner of the missing the whole toilet all over. I'm like, what are you doing, nigga? And he just leaning back like, nigga, I'm fucked up. And I'm just like, fuck. Now I gotta clean this nigga's piss and he's sleeping in the middle of the fucking kitchen. In the floor. My girl had to walk over him like 4 times. Like, what the fuck? Why is he in the kitchen? I'm like, just leave him there. That's where he likes it. Cold floor.
Oh, shit, bro. That's me.
So here we gonna check on out. Go ahead and check on out.
Mr. We Pitufi. Out.
La Pitufa. Signing the fuck out.
And you know, Freaky. What's up? No. Goodbye. We're gonna end it out with another local track for y'all. Enjoy. Peace. Hace día que yo te conocí, porque por todas tus mentiras yo caí. No me confié un día de estos te voy a quemar. Fui una víctima de tu juego de muerte como calamar. Ya no crees en el amor, no se va mal. Yeah. No tenemos sol ya frío como hielo polar. Yeah. Es una rompe corazones, solo piensa en el dinero. Para comprarse cartera costosa y andarle en carro extranjero.